It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. And if this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you. You're welcome to our devotion family. And here on this show, we take our time every single morning, the same time, 7 a.m. GMT. We gather just to share the word of God, just to have a feel and know the mind of God concerning our lives for the day. Because each and every morning, there is a new topic. And God has a way of bringing in new and new revelation every single day. So I'd like to specially welcome you. And for most people who are here, and you have a lot of questions on your mind, you have those questions that you feel are not being answered. You have life issues that you feel are overwhelming. You have this burden. You have all these things weighing on you. God wants to tell you something this morning. That is why I want to specially welcome you. If you're a frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for The Open Heaven. So I want you to ring the bell, sound the alarm, let everybody know that it is time for our Open Heaven. So I want you to grab your Bibles, grab your notepad and your pen. Let us jot down what the Lord has to tell us this morning. But before we go into that, I would like us to just take a second of our time to appreciate the one who has made this possible, our Father, our Savior, our King. I want us to just thank Him for this special day. Today is the 15th day in the month of September 2024, and the Lord has indeed made this possible. So I want you to take your time to begin to appreciate God for this special opportunity to be alive, to be a witness of this very special day. For in Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you all. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, commit it to God. Commit it to God. Our aim for today is M30. M30, when we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Hosea chapter 10 to chapter 14. Hosea chapter 10 to chapter 14. Our memory verse today is taken from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Proverbs chapter 3, from verse 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, from verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is committed to God that does not turn out well. This is why you must commit things into God's hands and let Him take the lead in everything that you do. Ask Him for counsel before you make any move, and everything will go well. My father in the Lord, Pat Josiah Akindayomi, exemplified committing things into God's hand. He placed the church in God's hands right from its onset. He did not just commit the church into God's hands in prayers. He also did so in actions. He did exactly everything that God asked him to do as regards the church. And in turn, God fulfilled His promises concerning the church. Many people think that the Redeemed Christian Church of God is what it is today because of me. That is not true. God already decided the destiny of the church long before I became born again. If I had refused to obey Him, He would have gotten someone else to become general overseer. Whatever is committed into God's hand can never go wrong. If you really want to be successful, place all your plans in the hands of God. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Don't depend on your degrees, skills, connections, or money. Depend on God alone. Trust Him with all your heart. Do everything according to His word. Obey all His instructions, and you will see Him do great things for you. Make it clear to God that He is the owner of your career, business, ministry, and every aspect of your life. And He will make sure that you have all-around success. You must note, however, that when you commit something to God, you're agreeing to Him becoming your senior partner. This means that when He gives you instructions, you must obey. Some of these instructions may not make sense to you, and some may be very difficult to do. But if you don't take the control back from Him, and if you submit to His leadership, you will enjoy greater success than you could ever have had all by yourself. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, please take complete charge of all concerns, all that concerns me from today in Jesus' name. Father, please take complete charge of all that concerns me from today in Jesus' name." Make that your prayer point throughout the day. Father, please take complete charge of all that concerns me from today. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, remember, like I always say, you might just be saving a soul. This might just be the message somebody is waiting for. So please share and be a channel of blessing this morning. If you'd like to share and you're wondering how you do that, you can do that by simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our current and past Open Heaven devotionals. You'll be able to share and download as well. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live every single morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button and you listen. Our mobile apps are also available for download on Praise Palace Radio on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. You can download to listen to all our exciting segments throughout the day. Most importantly, your devotion every morning. Thank you for joining us. But do not turn off that dial. Do not turn that dial, because we have a very, very important announcement after this show. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Please do remain blessed. You can have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.